Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Small Business Teleconference Town Hall with Senator Wilk. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Senator Scott Wilk. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today for our Small Business Teletown Hall. When you think of California and you think of business, California is the birthplace of some of the most iconic brands in the world, whether it's Disney, HP, Amgen, Apple. The list goes on and on. But what you may not know is it's actually small business is the economic engine of California. It represents 99.8% of all job-creating businesses come from small business, and it represents two-thirds of all jobs in the private sector. Today, small businesses that employ almost half of all Californians are obviously struggling during this COVID-19 epidemic. This town hall today is to help get you the information and resources that you need to keep your businesses afloat while we navigate the pandemic. Today's town hall is designed to provide you up-to-date information. We're all in this together, and it's in California's best interest to see your business survive and thrive now and in the future when we get back to the process of getting back to some kind of normal. One thing I do want to mention before we start is we've received a lot of questions pertaining to EDD and unemployment. Now, this town hall isn't specifically about that, but if you do have questions, concerns, or you're having a problem, what I'd like you to do is reach out to one of my offices where we have great caseworkers. We have three district offices. We have satellite offices in the Victorville City Hall and the Santa Clarita City Hall, and our main office is on the Boulevard in Lancaster. That phone number there is area code 661-729-6232. I'll give that to you one more time, and I also will give it at the end, 661-729-6232, or you can email me at senator.wilk, W-I-L-K, at sdn.ca.gov. So senator.wilk at sdn.ca.gov. I'm personally very excited today about the panel we put together. I think this is going to be very informative. And I'll name the panelists, and then we'll introduce them later when they come up to share information with you. I'm very honored to have Ricardo Lara here with us today, who is our California Insurance Commissioner. Also with this is Spin Raju, who's the Deputy District Director for the United States SBA LA office. And we have our own Catherine Grooms, who's the Director of the Small Business Development Center that serves the Santa Clarita, Antelope Valley, and San Fernando Valleys. First up, we have our Commissioner, Ricardo. Very excited to have him here. He is incredibly busy, and I'm very honored that he would take the time out to share with you today. I had the pleasure to serve in the Senate with the Commissioner back from 2016 to 2018, before he got elected as our Insurance Commissioner. At that time, he was chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which is considered the second most powerful position after the Senate pro tem. The reason why the chair is so powerful is that he or she has the ability to hold any bill and without even it taking being taken up for a vote. And I want to acknowledge and thank him that he was very good to me in the 2 years that we spent together in that position. So I really appreciate that. As you may know, the commissioner was elected in November 2018. He is the eighth elected insurance commissioner. Prior to that, they were appointed by the governor. As leader of the nation's largest state consumer protection agency, he has been busier than ever during the COVID-19 pandemic, ensuring California's consumers, workers, and businesses have been protected. While businesses have encountered problems in the past following wildfires, earthquakes, or other disasters, California's never seen anything on the scale that we're seeing today. When thousands of businesses close and drastically reduced payrolls. Among Commissioner Lara's recent actions, he ordered insurance companies to return a percentage of premiums to businesses and drivers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. He has also stood up for our business community by ensuring rightful business interruption insurance claims for COVID-19 are honored, just as they would for any other disaster. And with that today, we have the commissioner with us and like him to share some thoughts with you. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Wilk. You know, it's great to hear your voice, and hopefully we get to see you in person. I do miss my colleagues in the Senate, and, you know, you have some super powerful constituents in your district, my grandma and my aunts, and so I have to make sure you're successful because, you know, if you're successful, they're successful. So, and by the way, they say hello from Victorville. So it's great to be on, and thank you for the invitation. And thank you for your leadership, honestly, Senator Wilk, during these difficult times and for having us, inviting us today to talk to you about these critical issues. You know, as we look ahead to getting our economy back on track, we have a lot of work to do to assist our small businesses and their workers. And I don't have to tell anybody who's on the line that the business closures and job losses are bigger than anything we have seen since the Great Recession more than a decade ago. And new data continues to show unprecedented job losses in Los Angeles and San Bernardino County. The Department of Insurance has taken several steps to help our small businesses, and I'll quickly go through these, and of course, we'll stay here to answer your questions. On April 13th, as Senator Wolf mentioned, I ordered insurance companies to return a portion of your premiums to businesses and our private passenger auto, our drivers, affected by COVID-19. These orders cover at least six different lines of insurance where the risk has essentially fallen as a result of the pandemic. So that includes your private passenger automobile insurance. That includes for businesses that have commercial automobile insurance, workers' compensation insurance, commercial multi-peril insurance, commercial liability insurance, and for our healthcare practitioners and our healthcare businesses, medical malpractice insurance. With many businesses closed due to the COVID pandemic, you need relief from these premiums that really no longer reflect the present-day risk of loss. So by requiring companies to return these premiums, it puts money back in your pocket and reduces your future costs when you need it the most. So, you know, as a business owner, you should not have to do absolutely anything to receive the refund, and companies must, the insurance companies, I should say, must provide this relief as soon as possible. And this could be in a form of a premium credit, a reduction, a return of premium, or an adjustment that gets funds back to you or reduces what you owe in the future. So we want to make sure that you somehow get the savings you need during these times, at least when it comes to the insurance responsibilities that you have as a business owner. The amount you get back will, of course, vary by company and policy. You know, those are very unique. And in many cases, it will be a percentage of your premiums for March and April, and now likely May as the stay-at-home rules continue. And we will send, we're working on figuring out if we're going to send an additional order for May. You can also contact your insurance company. I would say that's a good recommendation is to contact your insurance company to provide your actual or estimated change in payroll or your business receipts, and possibly even qualify for a larger discount. So that is something that we're encouraging our business owners to do. So this really builds on an action that I took last month to request insurance companies to give a minimum of a 60-day grace period for businesses to pay premiums. Many insurance companies have honored that request by offering flexibility to consumers and businesses during this national emergency. And so I wanted to quickly move to one of the big topics that we have been hearing, and my department has received a number of complaints regarding business interruption insurance. And what does that mean and what does that cover? Many businesses have looked at their insurance policies for possible coverage. Each insurance policy is a legal contract between the business owner and the insurance company. And since early March, we have seen dozens of lawsuits around the country, including in California, which concern the proper interpretation of these policies and whether such policies cover losses due to COVID-19. While these cases move through the courts, you know, we continue to monitor that and see what the courts might rule in what decision or what compromise they come up with. I've also taken several significant steps to address business interruption. So I've learned that some insurance companies were denying business interruption claims without a thorough investigation or even discouraging many business owners from even filing a claim, and that is simply unacceptable. So what we did on April 14th, in response to numerous complaints from businesses, public officials, and other stakeholders, I required insurance companies to comply with their contracts and California law by fairly investigating absolutely all business interruption claims caused by COVID-19, just as they would any other disaster. And my department will be watching to make sure that they actually do this. And so if any of you, I will give you a number later, have experiences, please call us and we will assist you and contact your insurance company. As you all heard, this week on Wednesday, May 6th, Governor Newsom signed an executive order extending workers' compensation eligibility for workers who are exposed or may have contracted COVID-19. And this order applies to any worker who test positive or were diagnosed with COVID-19 after the stay-at-home order was issued on March 19th, I should say, and within 14 days of performing a labor or a service at a place of work. So the governor's action will help people recover and get back to work and give them some peace of mind to those who are, you know, are keeping our economy going and wanting to get back to work as we take steps to reopen our state. I have to say, and for our business owners, this is a rebuttable presumption, meaning that employers will have a chance to prove the illness is not work-related. And that's, there's a lot of confusion around that. So, and also the presumption will stay in place for 60 days from the date of the executive order. So it's important to note that it will take some time to see the impact of COVID-19 on our workers' compensation system. Businesses that are closed or have drastically reduced payrolls may see their workers' compensation insurance costs reduced in the short term. And in my April 13th order for premium rebates, that includes workers' compensation insurance, as I said earlier, for that reason, because we want you to get that money back in terms of a rebate or a refund. And under the current worker compensation regulation, payrolls include payments to employees who are furloughed even though they're not working, and which means that employers' rates would remain the same as if those employees were still in the workplace performing the regular duties. And employers that provide workers with the opportunity to transition from regular work duties to lighter, let's say, home-based clerical work are still paying rates based upon the higher job classification. So to let you all know, on the 18th of this month, we are holding a hearing to consider proposed emergency regulations, which will look at making changes in light of the pandemic. I will review the proposed regulations following the hearing and determine whether they are consistent with my overall mandate to reduce premiums to reflect the reduced risk that we currently are living under. And so, and just to close up, Senator Wilk, I don't mean to take all the time, but I also just want to urge businesses to be on the lookout for fraud and insurance scams and report any suspicious activity to the Department of Insurance. Many people are not aware that we have over 300 sworn investigators and enforcement personnel with 9 regional offices. We have one right in Senator Wilk's district in Valencia. And, you know, we are looking at all these different types of fraud that might occur during this disaster. Here are some points for small business owners and managers to keep in mind to help protect your interests as you do business during the, you know, this uncertain time. Be alert for those offering bogus workers' compensation policies. We see that a lot. Be alert for fraudulent workers' compensation claims by employees that may occur as a result of layoffs or COVID-19-related illnesses. And, of course, report suspected insurance scams and fraud by calling our Department of Insurance at 1-800-927-4357 or through our website at insurance.ca.gov. And just to wrap up, while we've transitioned the majority of our staff to telework to support the governor's stay-at-home directives, we continue to provide essential service for all California consumers and businesses. We have live insurance experts answering our 1-800 number and helping you through the claims process, helping you through just give you information. So please don't hesitate to call us at 1-800-927-4357 or through our website at insurance.ca.gov to assist you with your claims or any information you have. You can talk to an actual person. This is not just a recording. And with me today to help answer questions are two of my deputy commissioners, Tony Signorelli, and my special counsel, Brian Henley. Again, thank you, Senator Wolf, for putting this important workshop together, and look forward to answering your questions.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. So I'll be introducing two other people that are going to share briefly, and then we are going to go into your questions. We've had an overwhelming response to this particular teletown hall. We had asked for questions in advance, which we garnered, and we will be sharing. We will get through as many as we can. If you have submitted a question and you don't get an answer on this call, we will get back to you, sir. So up next, we have Ben Raju, who is the Deputy District Director for the U.S. Small Business Administration's Los Angeles District Office. He's responsible for providing the leadership, management, and oversight of all SBA programs and services in our region. Mr. Raju represented the SBA in a variety of capacities throughout the U.S., including Assistant District Director of Lender Relations, Collateral Cashier, Customer Service Representative, and as a Public Information Officer with SBA's Office of Disaster Assistance. So he brings a lot of boots-on-the-ground experience to the table today. So with that, I'd like to open it up to Ben to share.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you, Commissioner, for putting this together and for having the forum to be able to get the small business owners the information that they need. We know that this is an unprecedented time. The crisis that we're experiencing, as was mentioned earlier, is unlike anything else. But know that the SBA is here to assist. Our resource partners, our community of small business advocates, and all of the resources that we have are here to be able to make sure to help our community achieve and recover their entrepreneurial dreams as we face this COVID-19 crisis. The SBA has a plethora of programs that are available on a regular basis. Folks know us for our loan programs and different things. All those are still intact and running. As a direct result of the CARES Act, the SBA has available to folks our economic injury disaster loan, which has an ability to relieve and provide loan funds for any temporary loss of revenue as a direct result of the pandemic. These loan funds are available directly through the SBA. You can go to our website at sba.gov and click on the COVID-19 banner and be able to apply for assistance. Currently, the portal is open for ag-related businesses, and we expect that it will be opening up to all businesses again soon. Additionally, for folks that have existing SBA loans, SBA has a debt relief program that's in place. So if you have an existing SBA loan, whether it's a disaster loan or whether it's a traditional loan for your small business, there is assistance available to where SBA will actually pay your premiums and your payments for up to 6 months and or defer your payments. So if you have not taken advantage of that, for the traditional 7A loans, your lenders will be doing that automatically. But if you do not see that, please reach out to them directly and make sure that you're able to take advantage of that. For any of the disaster loans that you may have, those are automatically being deferred, and there's no action required on your part. If you are looking, we have some business owners that are actually need funds to be able to expand their business currently because there's a demand for their particular product or their particular service. And for folks that are getting traditional loans to be able to expand and grow their business in this time, SBA as well is covering the cost and the fees for up to 6 months of those payments. So for those that are interested in that, you can reach out to your lenders that you currently do business with or reach out to our office at lado@sba.gov, and we can tell you a little bit more about those programs as it pertains to your individual situation. Additionally, folks, as many people know, the Paycheck Protection Program is available for our small business owners that are suffering as a result of COVID-19. It's a loan program that's designed to provide direct incentives to small business owners to keep your workers on payroll. SBA will forgive these loans if the employees are kept on payroll for up to 8 weeks and the money is used to pay payroll. Majority of it goes towards payroll, 75%, and up to 25% for rent, mortgage interest, or utilities. If you're looking to apply for these loans, we tell everybody to go to your lender that you normally do business with. Unfortunately, in some situations, folks are telling us that, hey, you know, I'm going to my lender, and because I didn't have a business banking account or a different relationship, they're not able to access the funds there. Contact our office. We have a portal on our website that you can go to as well. It's at sba.gov, and it's Find a Lender. But please reach out to our office, and we can try and connect you with some folks that are in our area. We're in one of the best lending markets in the country. We have a number of different lenders that are dedicated to making sure that business owners have access to these funds. Our contact information again, lado@sba.gov. And again, that stands for Los Angeles District Office, lado@sba.gov. Additionally, it's difficult to really decipher all these different assistance programs and all these different things that are out there. You've got PPP, you've got EIDL, you've got SBA, you have all these acronyms. It's like an alphabet soup of information. And it's fantastic that we have folks as dedicated here in California, such as the senator and the commissioner, to be able to make sure that we create forums like this for people to be able to decipher and understand. But you also have everyday resources who you're going to hear from here shortly, such as small business development centers. SBA's vast network of resource partners, such as the small business development centers, our women's business centers, our veterans business outreach centers, and our SCORE mentors, are here to help you navigate and identify not only what SBA programs might be most beneficial for you, but other options as well. Our mentors are available virtually and over the phone to be able to assist you with the development and putting together a plan forward for what your business is going to need in order to recover and rebuild from this unfortunate situation. You can visit sba.gov and click on our local assistance tab, put in your zip code to be able to find the one closest to you, but as we'll hear from shortly, you've got a great one there at College of the Canyons that's going to be able to help you. Again, Senator, thank you so much for the opportunity. I know we're going to be here to answer questions. Happy to stay on and be able to do that with you.
Great. Thank you, Ben. And, yeah, we do have some good questions for you coming up. And then finally, to introduce herself and what she all rooms, who is the director of the Small Business Development Center, which is hosted at College of the Canyons. She manages a team of business advisors who are providing services to clients in the Santa Clarita, San Fernando, and Antelope Valleys. She joined SBDC in 2006. After a 21-year career leading and managing teams from a variety of businesses ranging in size from 20 employees to 1,000, from $1 million in revenue to billions of dollars. Her broad experience working with companies both large and small in a variety of industries enables top clients impact local economies. And with that, Catherine, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Senator. Glad to be a part of this great resource collection. I'm Catherine Groom, the director of the Small Business Development Center. I do have a team of 20 professional business advisors, so we're a resource you can access. There's no cost to work with us because of our sponsors. Ben mentioned that we are part of the SBA family. We're an SBA technical resource partner, which means we're working with business owners and entrepreneurs as they are working to have a positive impact on the economy. There's no cost to work with us because of our sponsors. We have the SBA supporting us. We have College of the Canyons, who's our host. They're a sponsor too. Also very fortunate to have the state of California, cities in the area that we cover, and other entities. And that is how we are able to provide one-on-one professional business advising. We're actively working with existing clients and new clients. We cover the Antelope Valley, Santa Clarita Valley, and the San Fernando Valley. We extend into the LA metropolitan area for specialties. But again, we're a resource you can access one-on-one, working with you. It's a confidential space to talk through what's going on in your business, what your plans are, how to move from survival into sustainability and sustainable growth. Again, we're a resource working with you. We're very accessible. We meet with clients via phone, virtually. We do have offices in the Antelope Valley, Santa Clarita Valley, and the San Fernando Valley. So in a non-coronavirus impacted environment, we would absolutely be available to meet with you in person, also at client facilities. We are fortunate to have many areas of expertise on my team. So disaster assistance is one of our areas of expertise. Over the years, we have worked with clients as they've been impacted by the floods, the wildfires, Aliso Canyon, and now coronavirus, which of course, you know, does not compare to other disasters. And we never imagine the magnitude of this, but disaster assistance is one of our areas of expertise. Along with that, we work on business planning, strategic planning, business modeling, accessing capital, sales and marketing, public relations, finance, accounting, management, strategy, and operations. So many areas to assist you in. Remember, we're available regular business hours, evenings, weekends. Excuse me. I'm going to give you our website, which is cocsbdc.org. That's cocsbdc.org. If you would like to reach out to us as a resource, you can also call 661-362-5900. Excuse me. Thank you so much for participating today. And then also wanted to make you aware of a few federal income tax credits. For those of you that were not able to apply for the PPP, or if you were declined for the PPP, check into irs.gov for the employee retention credit. Two other federal income tax credits to be aware of, paid sick leave credit and the family leave credit. So thanks again, Senator Wilk, for allowing me to participate. Absolutely wonderful to be a resource around to help in this time and beyond. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. And again, now we're going to be transitioning over to questions. I want to thank all those who submitted their questions in advance. I want you also, everyone, to know that everybody on this town hall will be contacted through an email following the town hall today, and it'll provide you contact information for everybody who's presented, as well as a summary of the town hall in both English and Spanish. And also, there's going to be a link there that's going to have a recording of the town hall, and I believe that that is going to be good for about 7 days, the link. And before we start, I just want to really thank Eileen Ricker from my staff and Sally Kim from the commissioner's staff for all the legwork on putting this together. And with that, we're going to go into questions. First one's going to be for Insurance Commissioner Lara. Commissioner, you've already touched on this, and I don't know if there's anything you want to add. I know for me, as a senator, this is the question I've gotten the most, and it's the question is this. I paid my insurance and understood it included business interruption coverage. Why isn't loss of business due to COVID-19 panic covered? And then I got a follow-up that I want to add is I've had business people tell me that they contacted their insurance company, and their insurance company told them don't even file because we're not going to look
at it. Right.
Right. Should they file? So I'm going to leave that open to you to answer right. Any way you like.
No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no, we can, you know, of course, this is an important question, and we'll definitely reiterate and assist folks. You know, while many commercial policies have terms and exclusions that create a challenge to getting claims paid under your business interruption coverage, not all the policies are the same. So we would need to look at the specific policy to better understand the coverages and the exclusions that may exist. If you have business interruption coverage, but your insurance company is telling you that these losses are not covered due to the exclusions in your policy, we highly recommend that you file a formal claim with your insurance company. Insurance companies are legally required to fairly investigate your claim and formally respond back to you with their coverage decision and the reasons for any of the denials they make. Why is this important? Because then when you contact us, we can go through that file, we can go through that letter and see if they made any mistakes so that we can, get back to the insurance company, ask them to clarify or figure out what else we can do for you. Like I said, we issued a notice on April 14th, and this is to answer your question, Senator Wilk, is to all the agents, brokers, and insurance companies, reminding them of their obligation under the law to accept, forward, acknowledge, and fairly investigate every single business interruption insurance claim submitted by businesses. So I think I'm going to have I'll let Tony Signorelli, my deputy commissioner, further elaborate on this issue. Tony, if you don't mind, please.
Yes, Commissioner. Really, what I would just like to add is that these policies are going to be all different, and it's a fairly complicated issue. Some policies have a virus or pandemic exclusion. Some policies have a requirement that require a loss to be caused by direct physical damage from a covered peril. A lot of these technical terms. And so a lot of these issues are going to be dealt with by the courts because there is a lot of good litigation in gray area with regard to how those should be interpreted. However, please come to us if you get your formal claim denied so that we can actually take a look to make sure, does this exclusion apply to this business interruption coverage or does it apply to other parts of your policy? And we found in some cases it doesn't apply to every piece of your policy, only to certain sections. So we would need to look at that first. Then we would need to look at the other provisions to see what the facts were with your claim and how it might relate to your policy. And, really just come to us, let us take a look at the details and walk you through the policy and then see where it goes from there.
All right, thank you.
Great, thank you. So let's go on to question number two, and this is going to be for SBA's Ben Raju. So Ben, question is this. I drive for Uber to supplement my part-time job. I was laid off from my part-time job due to COVID-19. I was also not able to drive. Do I qualify for the economic injury disaster loan as a gig worker and or independent contractor? I applied for unemployment from EDD, and do I qualify for PUA?
Thank you, Senator. As far as the SBA programs, both for PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, I would highly encourage you to apply. The programs are for any small business, which includes sole proprietorship, independent contractors, and self-employed persons, as well as private nonprofit organizations, as well as 501c19s, and veteran organizations for the PPP program, and 501c3s are eligible for the EIDL program. So regardless if you were a gig worker or a independent contractor, or if you were a 1099 employee or a sole proprietor, if you're a one-person shop or up to 500-person shop, you are eligible to apply for the programs and be able to get assistance. The EIDL program currently is not accepting applications, so if you weren't able to apply, it's currently open for our ag-related businesses, but it will be opening up again to everybody soon. But for our PPP program, if you have yet to apply for that, please reach out to your lender or reach out to our office, and so we can find a resource for you to be able to connect you with and be able to get your assistance. And again, the contact information is lado@sba.gov.
So Ben, as a follow-up to that, you said that the EIDL is not available except for agriculture right now. So do they need to go on there every day on your website to see when that opens up, or what's the best way to track that?
you know, it's going to be put out through the media, as folks know, but the best way to get the most up-to-date information, if you do have Twitter, follow us on Twitter at SBA underscore, don't forget the underscore, Los Angeles. Again, at SBA underscore Los Angeles. The most up-to-date information is on there. You can also check our website and be able to get the information through there. But if you want the information pushed out to you and you happen to have Twitter, you can definitely follow us on there, and we can definitely go from there. But again, the program was open to everybody at the very beginning. It ran out of money. Congress was able to provide us with additional funds. The first currently opening it up to ag-related enterprises that weren't able to get in the first time around, and we'll be opening it up to folks again here shortly.
Great. Thank you, Ben. We're going to go back to you, Mr. Commissioner. This is a question that came in from constituents. What are my options if I do not have coverage for business losses due to the COVID-19 virus?
Thank you. Another good question. So if you truly don't have any business interruption coverage, you should look at the various federal, state, and local programs that we've been discussing available through SBA and other sources. You know, I think, however, if you have a commercial policy, but your insurance company is telling you that you don't have business interruption coverage, or there's no coverage when losses are caused by virus, we recommend that you file a claim with your insurance company. That's correct, right, Tony?
Yes, that's correct. What we really want to do is force the insurance company to properly advise you of what coverages you have available and show you, you know, in writing, you know, on your policy and in other documents what you have and what you don't have. And then that will then allow us, if we're ultimately going to look at the case, to know where the company stands and what its position is. So it'll help us help you.
Great. That's very, very good information. Next, we've got a question for Catherine Grooms with the Small Business Development Center. And this is the question. My question is regarding private contractors and freelance workers. Freelance workers are considered business owners, yet no assistance has been afforded to them. Since these individuals are ineligible for unemployment benefits, is there any help available to them during this time? If so, how and where do they go for assistance? And if so, what documents are needed?
Thank you, Senator, for the question. Assistance is available to independent contractors, freelance workers, and self-employed under the SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL. So, again, Ben mentioned that they are eligible to apply under that. They are also eligible to apply under the Paycheck Protection Program. Even with respect to Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA, and that is through edd.ca.gov. And what you'll do is, if you are an independent contractor, self-employed, freelance, or gig worker, you will go to edd.ca.gov. You'll look at the eligibility requirements. And hopefully you have been tracking what's going on financially with your business so that when it asks for your annual net income, you can provide that. And that would be looking at your Schedule C tax return. You may have 1099s that you've received. So there is a way to capture the financial information, and you want to just look at the eligibility requirements to see if you are eligible for PUA or PUA. Hopefully you did apply for the SBA disaster loan when the portal was open, and you do have the ability to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program now. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine, for that. And just a reminder to everybody, if you're having issues with the EDD, please reach out to one of my three offices, and we are there to assist you. I think the governor has been very proactive in terms of repurposing and reallocating state employees to handle just the deluge, unprecedented deluge of claims. One of the challenges that we have, though, believe it or not, I didn't even learn this till last week, the system that we have runs on COBOL, which I haven't seen that since college. So obviously it's an antiquated computer system, and I think that's been one of the challenges in terms of processing claims. So if you are having issues with EDD, please reach out to my office. With that, we're going to go back to you, Mr. Commissioner. So the question is this. You issued a bulletin requiring insurance companies to refund premiums. Will that be for my total monthly payment, and when will I get that? And I know that you touched on that earlier, but you gave us so much information, I think it's probably worthy of you walking us through it one more time.
No problem. Yeah, I understand. And again, echoing my fellow panelists, I know this is a lot of information, especially for our business owners who just want to run their business, you know, and now are finding themselves in the situation. So no problem. And, of course, you can always go to our website as well. So I ordered premium refunds because, as you know, for many people, the risk of accident or loss is much lower due to the statewide stay-at-home order. So what we are seeing is fewer accidents or injuries on the road, you know, falling business payroll and receipts, reductions in liability exposure due to the temporary closure of many businesses. Premium reductions and refunds should absolutely reflect this new reality we're living in. So my department will be watching to make sure that the amount the companies are returning is adequate and that they're not shortchanging you. And I'm going to have our Deputy Commissioner and Special Counsel, Brian Henley, give you more details about this because this is really important. Brian, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Commissioner. And just to add to what the Commissioner has said, yes, this premium return will depend on the company. It's the amount that you would receive back is going to vary based upon the nature of your policy and the coverages provided, among other things. So in many cases, you'll see reductions or refunds that are a percentage of your premiums for March and April. And now we think also, as the Commissioner alluded to earlier on, it looks as if May will also have similar reductions in risk. And so, therefore, there will likely be more review of reductions in premium because of changes in the risk exposure. It's important to emphasize, though, that this is not going to be a 100% refund of your premium. Of course, you know, the policy that you have, an insurance policy, whatever type it may be, it runs for a period of time. This is going to be tied to the change in risk just during the months where Californians have been subject to the stay-at-home order. So again, it will not be a 100% refund of your premium. It will be something less than that, certainly. We've already seen a number of companies that have announced these rebates and credits. And as the commissioner advised early on, he directed all insurers to make an initial premium refund to all adversely impacted California policyholders as soon as is possible, but certainly no later than 120 days from the date of his bulletin, which means August 11th of this year. Again, the commissioner's bulletin, it applies to a number of lines of insurance. It applies to private passenger automobile insurance, commercial automobile insurance, workers' compensation insurance, commercial multi-peril insurance, commercial liability insurance, medical malpractice insurance, but also to other lines of coverage where there's been a change, a reduction in the amount of risk, where the risk measure has been substantially overstated by the result of the pandemic. So obviously we recognize there's a unique nature with regard to each of an insurer's policyholder base and the coverage provided. And so we did direct companies to propose the best way they saw fit to immediately return premium to policyholders and get that money back into the hands of consumers as quickly as possible. We're also, through the commissioner's order, he has directed companies to report back to him within 60 days or by June 12th to explain exactly how companies are complying with the commissioner's bulletin. If people have not received the premium relief in spite of the reduction in covered risk under their policy and in spite of the commissioner's bulletin, you're strongly encouraged to contact your insurance company. And if you're not satisfied with the answers you get from your insurance company or you have other questions you want to ask, you certainly can also contact the Department of Insurance. And we have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-927-4357. Again, 1-800-927-4357, or you can also access our website at insurance.ca.gov. So So the commissioner has also requested a grace period to pay for your premium. So if you're having trouble paying your premium, you should also contact your company about that grace period. And thank you, Senator, and thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Okay, next question is for Ben Raju with the SBA. I have a barber shop with five people who work there. We've been closed since the 23rd of March. Now, are there loans for small? There are loans for small businesses, but you have to have employees to qualify. I have no employees since everyone is an independent contractor. Does government have any relief for small businesses with no hourly employees?
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator. Absolutely. If you are an independent contractor, there are assistance programs available. You can apply for SBA's PPP program. You can also apply for our Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. You're eligible to apply for those types of assistance. As an independent contractor, you can also, you know, I encourage you, if you're not getting the information, or if you tried to reach out to a lender and maybe you didn't get the response or the information that you were looking for, reach out to our office so we can connect you with folks that are going to be able to get you the information that you need. I also encourage you, Catherine and her team are an amazing resource to be able to walk you through what type of assistance, not only the loans, but the other programs and services that are out there. There's a wealth of knowledge that's there. There is assistance available for you. Don't disqualify yourself by not applying for the assistance, and make sure that you get on top of that as soon as possible to ensure that you have access to it and be able to get the information as well as the assistance that you need in order to make sure that your business is able to recover from this COVID-19 crisis.
Hey, Ben, I have a follow-up to that. So you mentioned they are eligible for PPP and the EIDL program, and you already laid out the portals. But what happens if they don't they're an independent contractor and they don't have a business account? Because I've been told that that's happened to independent contractors, and the banks won't allow them to apply for PPP because of that. Do you have any suggestions to address that?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's very unfortunate. You know, folks are getting different answers from different lenders, and the program is designed to be able to work directly with your lender. And in some cases, you're getting responses that unless you had a certain type of relationship, or unless you had a certain type of an account or a credit card or something like that, you're not able to apply through them. That's okay. If you're not getting the answer that you're looking for from the lending institution that you're working with, LA has an amazing resource of lenders to be able to take your application and be able to move you forward. So reach out to our office, work with Catherine. You have a variety of different ways to make sure that you're able to get to a lender that's looking at processing your application and getting you to the resources that you need. You can reach our office at lado@sba.gov. And I think Catherine shared her information as well. But the key here is not to wait. If you're not getting the answers that you're looking for, continue to push forward as entrepreneurs do. Continue to push forward and continue to make sure that you get the assistance and the information that you're looking for your particular business, and make sure that you apply to it as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Commissioner Lara, you're up again. My business is not considered essential, but I continue to employ workers and pay my workers' insurance. Can workers' comp insurance companies exclude COVID-19 from their coverage, whether or not they are considered essential businesses?
Oh, sorry. I was on mute. No. You know, we're all trying to get by these days, man. Of course, all workers affected by COVID-19 on the job are eligible for workers' compensation benefits, whether or not they are considered essential services. This includes workers engaged in frontline occupations, such as our healthcare, emergency services, food production, for example, and delivery, among others. Workers' compensation also applies to undocumented workers, and in 2015, you know, we did legislation to make sure that our immigrant community was also included in these protections. And so I issued a notice to ensure that company, insurance companies on April 6th to remind insurance companies about these existing legal protections for workers. And as I mentioned earlier on Wednesday with Governor Newsom's executive order creating that presumption that workers who contracted COVID or who contract COVID-19 while on the job, if the worker is diagnosed with COVID-19 or test positive within 14 days of performing such labor or service at the place of work, that order applies to all workers, whether they are deemed, whether or not they're deemed essential. Brian, can you address the claims part?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. Happy to. And so this is another important point to for all on the call. If you are injured or you become sick on the job, you know, whether it's because of a COVID-19 related illness or otherwise, but especially if injured or you become sick due to COVID-19, you should immediately report that injury to your employer. Your employer, in turn, has a duty to notify the insurance carrier to make sure you're properly covered for that illness or injury. And also, to the extent anyone has questions about the identity of some person's insurance carrier, what the employer is and where the insurance carrier is that's covering that employer, please do call the Workers' Compensation Insurance Rating Bureau. That's Insurance Commissioner Lara's statistical agent, and they're available at 1-888-229-2472. Again, they're at 1-888-229-2472, or you can also visit the Workers' Compensation Insurance Rating Bureau at their website at caworkcompcoverage.com. That's all one word. caworkcompcoverage.com. And Senator, back to you.
Great, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, no, go ahead, Commissioner.
No, I just wanted to thank him for that answer. That's great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Next up is a question for Catherine with the SBDC. Here's the question. I'm a small business owner-operator telecommunications business in Santa Clarita. Our sales have been almost non-existent since the beginning of March. Only one person on payroll, and it's me. I believe our company does not qualify for payroll assistance. I am not unemployed, but paying myself next to nothing. Not sure if unemployment filing is appropriate. Desperate times. Like a lot of businesses, we have monthly bills to pay and are barely hanging on. Is there anything available to us as far as grants, et cetera, to help my 11-year-old company out?
So thank you, Senator. Yes, there are grants that are available, and some of the grants that are available, it really just depends on your eligibility. They may be looking for certain types of industries, certain types of entrepreneurs, genders. So absolutely, there are grants available. I would also say that, you know, the fact that the business owner is able to pay themselves something and they are the only person on payroll, they're still eligible to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. They have the SBDC as a resource to help guide them through navigating the different disaster assistance resources that are out there to help them with the cash flow management during this time. I would also say that worthwhile to check into the pandemic unemployment assistance. You know, depending on the reduction of hours that they've had, they're still paying themselves something, but they may be eligible under that too. So many resources. Our website is cocsbdc.org. Again, no cost to work with us, one-on-one professional business advising. We are a resource that's available, and we can help you navigate through disaster assistance and beyond. So thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, Mr. Commissioner, you're up again. Here's the question. My business has increased delivery and may even be driving more miles because of the stay-at-home orders. With the premium refunds, would the premium refunds apply to operators of commercial vehicles as well as personal vehicles?
Yes, great question. Absolutely. There are strong indicators demonstrating that the risk of accidents has fallen. Again, obviously those who are not driving pose very little risk of loss, but those that are essential businesses and must use our roads, these drivers are traveling on the roads with substantially less traffic, which, again, drops and lessens the risk. So early evidence, there's a UC Davis special report on the impact of the pandemic in terms of numbers and cost of California traffic crashes, and it suggests that the number of accidents in the state has significantly declined. So my bulletin covers the risks in many lines, including personal and commercial automobile insurance lines, and I encourage commercial trucking and delivery businesses, like all commercial businesses, to contact their insurance provider to ask how, you know, your company is fulfilling the order, asking them, you know, when they're going to be able to receive their either credit or discount. And I've also asked the insurance companies to extend auto insurance coverage for drivers who are using their personal vehicles to fulfill deliveries for California essential businesses during the COVID pandemic. This action ensures that the businesses can continue to provide essential goods to residents and families at their homes that delivery workers are also protected at all times, so that they can continue to work as well. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you for that. Looking at the time, man, it has flown, and we're kind of up against the clock. So what I thought I'd do now, I'd like to give each of the three of you, maybe there's something we missed or something you want to reiterate again to drive home the point, but I'll give the floor to you first, Commissioner Lara.
Thank you again. Look, we understand that our businesses are going through some very, very, very difficult times, and, you know, we are here as a resource. We've essentially, again, moved our entire, you know, majority of our staff into telework. So we are really here to assist you. Please, if you have any questions regarding your policy, helping you understand what your policy covers, wanting to open up a claim, or if you're not happy with what your insurance company has told you in terms of a response to one of your questions, please give us a call at 1-800-927-4357, or you can directly ask us a question on our website at insurance.ca.gov. You know, we are here for you. We want to make sure that we get you through this pandemic and, you know, hopefully get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. So, again, Senator Wilk, I appreciate your time, and thank you for providing this critical service for your constituents.
And I really appreciate you taking time on your busy schedule to be with us today. Thank you so much. Ben, with the SBA, do you have anything else that you would like to share before we close up?
Thank you, Senator. We know that the small businesses are and always have been the backbone of our American economy and the cornerstone of our communities. And we know that our nation's small businesses are suffering greatly. But the key here is that they're not in this alone. They have staunch advocates such as yourself, the commissioner. We're hearing about all these unprecedented actions that are being taken to be able to support them through this crisis. Please take the time as a business owner to understand and get to know this. I commend everybody. I know we have hundreds of folks that registered for this event. I commend everybody for learning and joining these types of forums. Please don't stop there. Take action. Make sure you reach out to the resources. There's a variety of different ones that are out there. Take advantage of folks like Catherine. Take advantage of the SBA, and make sure that your business is able to access all of the resources that are there. If you have any questions, our office is available. Email is best, lado@sba.gov. Again, lado@sba.gov. Again, thank you, sir, for providing this opportunity in this forum.
Yeah, and Ben, yeah, thank you for joining us for the hour. That was a lot of good information. And then finally, Captain Grooms with SBDC, any final thoughts?
Sure. Thank you, Senator. Just want to reiterate that we are a resource for you to access. We're available on disaster-related areas. We want to be able to work with you as you are being impacted by COVID-19. We want to be able to work with you as you move through sustainability and, you know, back to that positive path. Our website is cocsbdc.org. Remember, we're very accessible 7 days a week, regular business hours, evenings, and weekends. For those of you who are unable to access our website, phone number is 661-362-5900. And if you leave a message, someone from my team will get back to you. Thank you so much, Senator, for having us.
Thank you, Catherine, and thank you to all of our panelists. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. I know this was a lot of information. And so if you didn't have your questions answered, I want to remind you that we're going to be emailing you contact information for all of our speakers as well as to the recording of today's session, which is good. I've been told for about 7 days. You can keep up to date on resources and other developments through my website, which is www.senateca/wilk, W-I-L-K. Or California has a great website as it relates to COVID-19, and that is www.covid19.ca.gov. If you need any assistance with any state agencies, please do not hesitate to call our office, main office, Lancaster, and that number is 661-729-6232. Or again, you can email me at senator.wilk@senate.ca.gov. With that, I want to make sure everybody has a great weekend. Obviously, it's Happy Mother's Day. We're not doing Mother's Day brunch yet at Salt Creek this year, but we're still going to have a great time honoring my wife anyway. So just be safe out there, and we will continue to hold these teletown halls on different topics when it's relevant to you. And again, thanks for participating today. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Teleconference. You may now disconnect.